holding with the sugya of chazara. Practically, it's very simple. I mean, just like by shia, it's very simple. The question was, is the kav shia is either garf or kotu, or is fully cooked, or chadagra? Over here, by chazara, also mice is very simple. Wife comes over to you holding a pot in your hand. You ask her five questions. You ask her, number one, do you have a black? Is it garf or kotu? She says, yeah. Second question, you ask her, it's hot? She says, yeah. Third question, is it b'yadai? She's holding it. She says, obviously, I'm holding it. The fourth question, night and laughter. And the fifth question, is it before she called Sarkoi? She says yes to all five. She can put it back.
You make sure she never put it down. You say it in your hand.
I can't. Allah Samaisa is very simple. Now to go through the Sigya, the Asaitis, the cases, and not to practical situations, go through the Inyanim. First, where are the Tanoim coming from? So again, I mentioned five, really, could be six Tanoim over here. First thing is, the Chabas Tatsuf is the base. Idea of Garf Kotum. Where is that? That's before Shemishan, of Avav Beis, Tatsuf. Achleik Speisil, by Shama, even if it helps by a case of food, by Chazaro, you pass on like Speisil, you need a case of Garf Kotum. That means whether you live in the Mishnah is Shio or Chazaro, the safe of the third, the last stanza of the Gemara is only a case of Chazaro. And therefore, by Shama, says the mindset is motor. The second cloud is Kamal Gemachabra, brings down the word Rosachas. Go in the order, Shulchan Aruch. The case of Rosachas has to be hot. Come with the words of the Torah. We're getting it from the Afkamina we'll get to. Third call, the Gemara from the Chesed Beit has an idea about it has to be Eidaviyadai, a case that's not in the character. That's the third thing the Mechaba brings down, the Gemara also brings down. The fourth thing, again, Lama Chesed Beit, the Gemara brings down Daitai Lachzer. That only the Ramah brings down. The fifth thing that the Gemara brings down is a bush called Sarkoi, where that's coming from, we'll have to discuss also. There's one other cloud. Gemara from Zayin Amud Aleph says the case of that to be Al Gabo Loi B'Toycha or Chelvo. Also, come along the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. That's also going to be an important cloud which Beis Hashem will get to back by next Chaburah. This Chaburah, I'd like to focus on these five Tholim over here, what they're Gedar Mar. The first, the basic question everyone likes to discuss in the Gedar Chazor before they get to the Tholim is what is the state of the Issa Chazor? Is it the Issa for you to do an act of Chazor for you to go return it? Or the Issa is to have a Meister Chazor? I mean, let's say a guy does it, a monkey does it, half by itself. Is it Issa having a Meister Chazor? So we discussed the same question by the Sugya of Shia. Brought down the Chazanish over there and said the same thing over here. The Isser is not for you to go do it, it's to have it. I mean, if it was done already, you have the Chiv to remove it as a Chazanish. Now, this Inin of Chazar, we're discussing with this Kolom, we're discussing wife comes over with a pot in her hand, she wants to put it back in the same place. Let's say she wants to put it back in another place. We'll have the same Kolom, Gedorim, and the same affair. It's coming with Rambam very clearly and says, it's not making a difference where you put it. One place to another, the mice will have the head of Chazara. I come to the base station, being down the Beit Rukh, not the way the place can go this way. The lesson of the place of the Rishonim is, even if there's more, it's hotter in the second place. Over the first place, still it has the heter of the Kolom of Chazara. They do point out, the only time you need a Kolom of Chazara, the case where you put the food in a place that will lead to an act, that will be mice, will be an act of Yad Seledis way. Let's say you put your food in the area that will get warm, but if you leave it there all day for 10 hours, the mice will not get the Yad Seledis way. You could do it, it won't have any of the Kolom of Chazara, because the Kolom of Chazara is when you put it in a place where it can be cooked. Then you have the Gedam of Chazara, but let's say it cannot be cooked, even though you leave it there all day, it does not make a difference whether they take it off after 5 minutes or all day, if you leave it there all day, it will not get cooked. It says Ramon Sebeis, Yad Seledis way. Yad Seledis way. Then the Ramah says, and the Moshe is true, very clearly saying that Shana Ramah, this halach is be mutter. And when it says Yad Seledis way in the Ramah, you read the Mishabur and the Chazanish, they explain, means not the place is Yad Seledis way, it means the food will get Yad Seledis way. That means that the fire is hard in Yad Seledis way, still loved after the food gets Yad Seledis way.
Can
you put it in the area? Yes. You put it in a place further away that won't get Yad Seledis way. A warming place. Will that get the other place?
It does, actually, it's fire.
No, a place that's low, low, very low, a warming place. First of all, the cloud girl from Kotum, the Chabbat Tatum, that way, again, Mishnah of Lambov, according to Basil, by the Sugim Chazaro. What is the idea behind it? It's come from the Ran, the ritual, they say, the site over here is a separate enemy side of Shia. Shia is the side of Sugim Shem Yechatel. The idea of Chazara is the idea of Mitzvah Mechtik Mevashel. the fact that you're taking food and putting it back looks like the act had come to a get official. But she wants to call Naman Zayin, he brings down on top, that's his main mamakum of the Isra Mechlik Mubashal. However, the Sha'atini says, you should know there's a Rebbein Tam in Sefer Yosher. He says, no, the Isra over here is the get of Hashem Yechato. And there's a Sha'atini Tzikon Ayin Hei, and there's a Shibon Tzikon Ayin. He brings down also an idea of Hashem Yechato, which they do point out. Sounds the way the Mogavrom, the Graz, the Tzitz of Shabbos, and others, they seem to understand that's the Ikramal Mitzad Hashem Yechato. Now, there are two reasons why to answer Chazorah. One Mitzad Hashem Yechato, and the Ikh reason of the Mishnebru is as Mechlik Mavashal. Before just a Nafkimino, I see they bring down, that let's say you have a blech inside your crack pot, and you want to do Chazorah to it. Is it also preferable and proper to cover the knobs? That when you discuss by Shio, a tumult, do you have to, should you, does it work? So the swamp, it can seem to go that it's correct, it's a milo, certainly, to cover the knobs. But one time it really depends on the Gedda Chazara, if that's so, do you even have this preferability over here? Why, it means on the Gedda of Shemir Chato, yeah, what's different between Shia or Chazara? If the idea is Mechlik Mavashal, fine, you have the bluff with it, that's enough. So the Balch, the idea of covering the knobs, there's no makar for that, there's no reason for that, it's a separate sigil over here. So we'll come along, we'll have a kula by Chazara, if the Ikki reason is not Mechlik Mavashal, you won't have to cover the knobs. If a lot of people tell me in the garage to their crackpots, they're hard to cover the knobs because the silver falls off. Remember, every week you take off the cover from the knob, then you might lose it, as I've learned. And therefore, you watch that you have using a ploy I've used to every single week for it. So, negate chazara, certainly there's what to be signed with Chazi Michael. And Shia is proper, but usually by Shia, by your crackpot. Anyway, you have a cholop of this Chananya. Most people, even on the case, a bush called Sarkoid. So, fine, so there's no reason to cover the knobs then. It's making, yeah, we'll get, we'll maybe explain more what that means. Yeah, you're absolutely asking a question over here. We'll explain. Now this idea that saying when you have a get of garf of cotton, let's say you do not have a case of garf of cotton, but you want to take out food. So to take it out straight, you have to get the sugar and end of the mission chest is a bayab the sugar bagoso. The ilum seems to say come from the chadish of body can. Question is also discussed, can you tilt a little bit, but still leave it on the flame? And then take it out, and then put it back down. Does there need the cover of chazar and have to have a case of garfu kotum? Oh no, the mice I never physically removed it. I just tilted it in its place.
When you tilt it, you have to take it off the plate.
Yeah, half, but you're not fully off.
That's so what you don't back up.
But it's never fully off.
What's it going to never was?
What? But close to my mouth. It also the cover helps, because maybe there's enough to. You should even tell the ghost, even. Don't understand the issue of the ghost, so you have to have the answer in the So fine. So come on the Chaznish, the sports on the Orcha Shabbos, that is Mr. Kirelis' question. This Kirel said it used to be that Chaznish maybe was Makel, the Seifu was Chayzer, and it says there's an Isovet and Tilt, so put it back, he's had a Sugil Chazara. In the case of Garfu Kotum, the Maisa, this question behind Kiyashki says, the Maisa should be a supporter. I don't know if you knew about the Chazara. The Falcon of and Rav Karp, they bring it down. Rav Karp says, I'm writing this just because it's posh, if I see some say otherwise. The Vadet's mutter, the Fox says mutter. It's sort of very simple. The Maisa, I never, Chazar is taking it and returning it. I never took it, never left. Therefore, they don't understand what the Tata asked over here. Trickle that question, how exactly to look upon it. Now, to understand the study of Rav Kotum, just to bring out the four questions over here, they will say, I think, a follow behind it. First thing is, we have a terem again by Shio, have the get of light garfu kotum. We had those ones discussed removing an off by a couple of times. It's enough on garfu kotum. Does that apply over here? We had a case of you have a haplate that's one darga, one setting. You cannot do shemir chato. Does that help over here? Does klum help over here? Kashrut vava help over here? The klum of Shio that gives the get of garfu kotum, does it help over here? Take each case. First, the case of removing the knob over here. So the sort of Eider, who's a Makar for this idea for Baron Kotler, helps by Shia. The Isim, what about Baron Chazara? He says of Baron Kotler, yes, it helps by Chazara also. Helps by Chazara. But Eider says he doesn't understand. Bishlam is Shemri Chato. I understand. At the Bethlehem Kimavashal, it's schmalzing, it's boiling hot. You have an oven that you're putting it right back inside. How in the world does the idea of removing a knob take care of the idea of Shemri Chato, of a Bethlehem Kimavashal? Still in Mexican Vashal. Where's the heck? Where's the black over there? And they point out the Chaznish and Maisa Ish and Chelim Zayin. In the Maisa, he's making by Shir by removing the knob. That's enough. You do not need a black. And he says, but not because of Chazara. because I'm not thinking Lashon, it's not the sugya over here. So first we have one question, exactly how to answer my color, the idea of moving off half a day, sugya chazara. The second thing is, by a hoplite. Everyone knows, by shiur, you said already, by a hoplite, maisi do not need a case of blech. By chazara, do you need a case of a blech over here? Do you need this yisod of a case of a blech? So come along the Tepetino, or the Or Yitzchak Shuvah, and says, less din blech dayin, knows your company ma, makel. Avad is also, nothing rational. Avad is putting it on top, it can cook. How in the world was the idea of one setting, which does help the Shia, Shem Yechato, how in the world will it help the case of Mechtik Mavashal? Maisi, can I cook? Yeah. Do people cook? Chaya, why not? How in the world will it help? Maisi, who's less than the dying? Who's the ones who are being Mechel? Maisi, Shomaz Alman, and that's the Eliezer, and Dine Fisher, and Madame Zilber, and the Mishanber, and Shmir Shabbos, and the Posner, and Nubas Achoyim come along and say, by Chazaro will also have the Heter, the Geta, a hot plate, when it's one setting, no Baya, that you need a case of a blech, and literally get a garfa kotum. Where are they getting it from? They say very simple. What? Oh, so the way the Shlomo Zalman says over, and the way head of Shrabim says over, is nichol get a kashu gvovo. No, so without getting around with that, we'll say even better. But you can even ask even better. That's just a kashu gvovo itself. Kashu gvovo. Does that need a case of garfa kotum? The Mishnah says no. Mishmur will first be a lochah, and Sid Bey says no. Why? That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says you don't. Let's see. It's melting inside. The cash is burning as much as you want. Put it back inside. What happens to the sugar melting with Vashal? Bishlo Mishamichato. See the neither one's burning or goes out right away and therefore there's no point. What happens to the sugar melting with Vashal? Let's get even further. Fourth cash over here. Come along from Zaman. He's saying very simple. There's no melting with Vashal when you put your Mitachal Zaro to put your food back on the hot plate. No problem. Don't need a black over there. Why? You got a kash, Vovo. They asked him, the gate, you've seen the chachilo. Can you take food out of the refrigerator, take a pedagogal, and put it straight on top of your hot plate? Straight on your hot plate, can you go do that? He said, Shom Zama, what do you mean? It's not the kvashal. Not the kvashal, go do that. Those are one time, what are you talking about? But he might go, no, I'm not taking food out of the refrigerator, I'll see the chachilo, I'll not the kvashal. Let's think about it. By chazaro, hot plate? No, not the kvashal. Not worry about the kvashal. It's still a chachilo. What do you mean? They're on the refrigerator, you're putting it on a hot plate. You buy a Mexican Mavashul. As far as I know, Mexican Mavashul means Mexican Mavashul. They're both the same word, Mexican Mavashul. So I think what some of you might be saying, I think to answer. So basically, just first, we have four questions over here. Just to point out that how do you stand the idea of Mexican Mavashul by the Sugya of Chazara? So I mean, your own Shiloh, the Anav myself over here. The haplay myself, cash gova, how in the world these cases are coming to help. And void, how in the world becomes this and this and still have kilo. This is a sefer Am Mordechai in Simzayin. He discusses this question, ending is a teretz and that's gomo. It's a sefer, it's from the Shmir Shabbat Kachos, and he writes a masma teretz and he comes to defend me. Rav David said, this is the malach over here. The maisa, negeta, shia versus, let's take first chazara versus sin lechat kilo. Chazara, the maisa, you're having a case where it's boiling. It's the case that it's oidibiyodai, daitai laksa, which is called sarkoi. And the mice is, you're putting it back. It's mechti mevashal. But how much mechti is it? Nothing. Accurate mice is enough. Accurate mice is enough. The case of taking the food out of the refrigerator, putting it straight down, for example, on the blech, that's mechti mevashal. That's mechti. No, and even that, even a blech won't even work. And this idea to take here, there's either no knob or a blef over there, the heck is not a platter. Or any case, any blef, garfa kotum helps out the mexi. How's garfa kotum helping out the mexi? It's not mexi, it's a knob. It's hecker. However, it's blef. This blef might be working. Well, again, first the lump is plugging back in. Yeah, basically, it's mexi. You need a hecker a little bit. Then it's mexi. What are you doing? Taking out the refrigerator and putting it down. That might not. It won't help. Garfa kotum not taking care of everything in mexi. Right? The sinu chachilo should take care of every garfa kotum. Just put a black by the sinu chachilo. Everyone knows it doesn't work. You have to have a kidera, you have to have an overturned pan. Whether it's reconnaissance or not, my clique is. You have to have more than that. So see. Yeah, yes. It does say mexi. And mexi, the dark in the mexi. Yes. What? Right, right. You have to have an overturned pan, all the black works. I'm just speaking out to explain it. If that's so, that we don't really need to stop purely the Mechzi, it's just enough to hekesh your body. There's also other things that are helping out the Mechzi by Chazara. It's fully cooked, and it's hot, and nitzer and latzer. Person sees, you took it off, putting it back. And one time a person sees a guy take out of the refrigerator. That's a big problem. One time he sees, you took it off, put it back. First thing, oh, you're really cooking? There's really a Mechzi over here? It's a little bit, so enough back is enough. If so, now it makes sense. Why it might be the case of a Kashik Vava can help, when Dagger can help, why the case of Garfu Kartum, these things in Maisa, it's enough to help. Why could, in this Dagger, this Hecker, together with the whole situation, will take care of the idea of Mechzi over here. So this could be, again, where Baron Cutler says, taking over another work. Why? Garfu Kartum, this is the Garfu Kartum works. Why? The son of Garfu Kartum is a Hecker over here. Take over the knob, will work in the get of Garfu Kartum. One Dagger, same thing, Kashik Vava. But by Chazara, Mishina Tchila Maisa won't work. Fine, so that's just the Avonah Shavoy. Now this inning of Garfa Kotum, when do we need Garfa Kotum? So coming from the Sugadaf Lamachetz on Beis and Tav, the Gemara says, Afilu B'Shabbos. What's the word Afilu B'Shabbos mean? It says, Toysus and Rosh, they come along and say that you need a lot of Garfa Kotum Sai on Shabbos, in your Chazara, and also Erev Shabbos when you do the case of Chazara. Even Erev Shabbos. That's really the right time, the smag, Shabbat Shumo. They come on the time that they need the idea of Chazara, even Irish Shabbos, one mitzvah the Gemara. And number two, they say in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, ash eaten as an aper. You want to cut them, you have to put aper ashes there. You have to put ashes on Shabbos. It must mean the case of Irish Shabbos. Also, the word the Mishnah does not make any sense. That's one side. That's another shiny. They point out Rashi, which says, I feel the Shabbos in the Sugya. Rashi says, it means no, even for the day of Shabbos, you might think it's different than the night of Shabbos. And says Beis Yosef, you read the Rambam. The Rambam says Dafka the Garf Kotum this Shabbos. The Rambam brings down the sense of the Rosh and disagrees with the Rosh. Says no, Garf Kotum is only case on Shabbos. You have Machlok to show him. Rory B'Shem say applies on Erev Shabbos. Rory B'Shem say the idea of Garf Kotum only applies on Shabbos itself. Halacha Maisel, read the Mechaber. He does not bring down this Indian of Garf Kotum need from Erev Shabbos. The case was there on Erev Shabbos. Therefore, he is Meikel. So you have to why here the Rambam versus Rosh, Rumbi Tabdam on the Kula. Kamal Gamal, the Mos says the Loch is the Minigsi Michael. However, it's Toyb Lahakwa and Mokmusha in Sarah Kokak. That means that Vazar Hatkila person should be Machmer. Which usually in most cases the person can be Machmer. Just make sure you have a case of Garfa Kotum. So come along again, number one, a second thing we have is Garfa Kotum. We have Yisrael, we have Garfa Kotum, the Kola Chazaka, even on Erev Shabbos. That's Toyb Lahakwa, that's what we do with Hatkila. What does that mean? Practically, come on the place and say the get over here means that when you put it back in Erev Shabbos, has a chance to get to be Yad's lettuce boy before Shabbos by itself. Then it took here, you will not have to have this Baya being Garfa Kotum. That means, for example, practically, someone takes off the soup before Shabbos 20 minutes beforehand, you put it back in the fire 20 minutes beforehand, even though the soup is boiling hot, it has to be in the stage of if it was cold and they'll get to Yad's lettuce boy before Shabbos. They won't need the case of Garfa Kotum. Usually 20 minutes is enough, but let's say 10 minutes before Shabbos, and they won't have the time, then what do you have to go do? Tell you, Lahakmi, and put a blech over there.
And even if you're turning off the knob 2 minutes before Shabbos, right now
it's off. You turn it off 2 minutes before Shabbos.
No, you take off your 10 minutes before Shabbos, you take off your soup, whatever you did, and you put it back on.
Right. No, so the whole loch means only leave it into Shabbos as a rush. If you take it off 10 minutes before, you turn it, it's not enough time, but 2 minutes before Shabbos, you're turning off the fire, that says a rush of body, not a little bit basic. One says about it that you'll not need the cloud of this ending over here. It's only when you plan to leave it going into Shabbos over here. The story is, the Geizer, I think the basic speaks out, one of them speaks it out. The story is, the Geizer, Erev Shabbos, up to the case of Shabbos over here. We're sticking right now, we're discussing Garfa Kotum. The case is Garfa Kotum. I said that the time where, even though food's hot, the time where it would be cold, I had to have enough time with this flame to get to the case of Yad Plus White. Oh, so the Zman is, come along to the Ramah, and you want to say, even the case of Sabbath of Baruch Hu? Came along to the Magarvam, says, no, why should be Machman that fire? Only a case of Chashecha Mamish, which we're bringing down this Magarvam Chashecha. Chashecha Minshkir. Hashem Minshki over here.
Not when you
No. Now, so if there's a, once we have this gedul, we have to be machmen erev Shabbos, that we have the klal grof kotum, but we realize already we have five kolim. What about the other kolim? That means we have a klal has to be grof kotum, that avadu we do have to have. The idea is sachas, avadu fakir, we don't have to have this. Maybe it's even that we, there's no difference fakir. The idea is if the food would have been cold, that one doesn't count at all. What about the case of the other three, bush called sarkoi? The case of Zaita Lachsa or Yitbiyodai. What about those three cases? Do we have to have it? First, the idea of a bush called Sarkoi, they declare maybe it should be Pekert of Kulo or Chabat if it's not a bush called Sarkoi. That means that Shabbos, Shulchan Zorah has to be a bush called Sarkoi. On every Shabbos, maybe if it's not a bush called Sarkoi, be a Kulo over here. What's the Svara? The Svara is, come on the Rosh or come on the Torah. That, what is the reason why we're asking Erev Shabbos? We might say, you'll do any malachi on Erev Shabbos that happens on Shabbos. What's it time to answer? The whole story to answer, because if you do it on Shabbos, if you do Erev Shabbos, you might do it on Shabbos. It's exer Erev Shabbos after Shabbos. The maisa on Shabbos is anyone can do a case of Kazara for something that's not much called Sarkari? Oh, why not? You're even a sabishal. Shashta Reis over here. So therefore, if so, maybe an Erev Shabbos, not much called Sarkari, you can be Michael. Why should not be a problem here? Who, what did they call Mavush called Tzarkar? Why in the world, if it's less Mavush called Tzarkar, should be Machmah for? There's no Gzera for the case of Shabbos. Mavush, Tzarkar Shabbos, Shom Zalman, Pasch, Lachom Maisi, Kami Meikol. Tzar Sheni Mishvur says, look at the Bach, bring down the Smak, the Smak is Eva Chumo, Makarov says, they bring down, no, to be Machmah. What's the Svar to be Machmah? They're right, you're right in the Svar, Floyd Plug. What's the Machmah called Chazaro? Maybe also has the case of Mavush called Tzarkar. Maybe, maybe not. So we this, the that means come on this club, which called Sarka is Mavuch, Mishpul, Maitre, Botan, two sides over here. What about the other two columns? The Klal of Oidiv Yod, the Vedaita Lasser, or the Klal that tonight of Chazara. What's the look in that case? Come on, Mishpul, to Koin Ayin Beis, says, look at the place of Shabbos, and in the Goin, Shem the Rosh, which Yish London point out where exactly it says in the Rosh. Well, kind of that will Maitre, we will not need. We'll not need this Klal over here. Now, there are those who want to argue with the Shabbos, but they want to why not? Once we make Magar Kotum, why should not need a Michael for? Five different ways of answering this question. We have a Maisa, once the Shavuot is Michael, pick this form, the Malacha will come along to be Michael. Say you do not need the Tanayim Chazar over here. That means to come along in Erev Shabbos, we'll make Matoy Malacha Mechafila, what for Gar for Kotum, and maybe a Bush called Sarkar. That's it. Otherwise, the other form of the Maisa does not apply. Now, the thing is, if you want to take on this Toy Malacha over here, what to go do practically? That means now your wife comes over to you in Erev Shabbos, she's holding in your hand. What question do you have to ask? You ask her one question. That means on Shabbos, you ask her five questions. On Erev Shabbos, you ask her, do you have a blech? She has a blech, the Maisa can go return it. Let's say she has no blech, then you have to know. Just 10 minutes before Shabbos, it will not get to the Atlas boy. If a bayah, the toy blech over here, so what do you go do? So they ask him Shlomo Zalman, and you ask him Shabbos and other places, the Ashram also. The very simple answer. Let's say you come Shabbos, let's make a very simple case. People want the soup not to be on high, because they also boil out. You want it to be alone. But what you can do in the gate of Chazar and Erev Shabbos, put it there in Erev Shabbos on the high, 1 second, Chazar and Seder. A second later, put it back on low, you won't have Chazar anymore on Erev Shabbos. And therefore, it should not be in Yisrael over here. It should be also go all these Rishonim. Why should we also for it? In this case, is Chazara on Erev Shabbos.
You repeat that last.
It could be the whole it is when we need a garb for Kotum on Shabbos. If on Erev Shabbos, even on Shabbos, you go to the Kibbutzaiso. So the whole idea is what? If you need on Shabbos, you wouldn't on Shabbos. You can do official put it back on Shabbos. But as Kibbutzaiso, you won't need Garb Kotum. No, the whole story doesn't apply with Kibbutzaiso. Kibbutzaiso is not to be Garb Kotum, so we don't have it. So no buyer is also an Erev Shabbos. We need Kibbutzaiso as Shia, right? We need Shia from Erev Shabbos. We need to apply? No. Why? Because Kibbutzaiso knocks away the chum of the Garb Kotum. So you also won't have this issue. The answer is, you take your soup, it's 1 minute before Shabbos, not 1 minute, 5 minutes before Shabbos. Put the flame on the highest, you put it there, it'll take a couple of minutes to get to Yad Vashvoy. You don't have to wait those couple of minutes. Then you just lower it. Chalul Shom Zalman, the Kushani, and the Ashen. Because you weren't even Issam Chazar and Erev Shabbos. The pool of the Eder is the Seder. Then you lower the flame.
You're lowering the flame. Creating that it wouldn't get to the other.
Fine. So you're asking really, what you're thinking is, if you understand the idea of Chazor, is the Maestro Chazor, right. Like you said, the beautiful Chaznish, having the Kulo, right, the Chalas, is it the Maestro doing it,
right.
Or is it having it? If it's the having it, like the Chaznish, then you're asking, well, you have a Maestro Chazor over here,
right.
That's your question.
So the Kulo is everything, so
the Kulo is here. No, so Chaznish says no more. Chaznish says no more, right, yeah. So you could say that these people are not going to Chaznish Bayav, who says the Choshoni says also this Eisor. No, and that, the Chaznish says even a step further, which would really answer your question. The Chaznish has brought down the time he says over. Now on that, you can put it in the low flame, but since you can put it on the highest flame, that itself is enough, but it could get Yatzah's body if you would have put it on a higher flame. That means because this whole Pula is not Oster, because it could have got Yatzah's body, again, even because he really doesn't care what goes past my Eisor. Since it could have been that way, so now even my circle is
wrong.
What? Let me do it again. As long as there are certain levels, that means one minute before Shabbos, when the highest will get Yad Salah's way. Everyone will say that's a problem. 5 minutes before Shabbos, everyone agrees that can't get Yad Salah, you put on the highest. In that case, in Chanish, keep it low. But since you can, that helps enough. What?
No,
not the little of them. This is Garf and Kotum. You do not need Garf and Kotum. You've got the Klal of Garf and Kotum over here. In the Klal of Garf and Kotum, what's the Eitzah that we don't want to do Garf and Kotum? People don't want to put the soup on the blood. What's the Eitzah? So since it could get to Yad's lettuce point, if on the highest, that itself is enough. No, that could be everyone called Moshe Kol Tzarka. If I have the soup, it's Moshe Kol Tzarka over here. Stupid.
Now we're
going to
say that
it's not
going to
be
the
again, the lock is the Taish and the Rosh is saying that the Klal of Garf and Kotum, if it cannot get the Yad Salah before Shabbos, if it's a Chazar and Erev Shabbos. If it's not Nigma, maybe you won't have this Kumru over here. Maybe. The case is super fully.
But you're putting on
the flame.
On the flame. And then what
happens? And then so the way it's down, the Ashkosh says over, if you put it on the highest, put it down, not a problem.
And then
lower
what
it.
What
is Shehiyah? Again, it's fully cooked. Again, Echnami. It's fully Chazar. If you tell me you have a Bayam Tatsun of Shehiyah, Echnami, you have a Black Tatsun Shehiyah. As this cloud of Chazar of Garf and Kof, when do we apply this cloud? If it's not Moshe Kol Tzarka, you have a Bayah of Shia.
No,
that means it depends. You must have been
Eichelman.
Yes. Soup is, what happens? People do, before Shabbos, they take soup. When it's hot, still, boiling hot. That means you don't have a Bayah of Shia.
You think it's still boiling
hot? Still hot.
It's
still
boiling hot. It is cold,
I think if it, the getter is, it's boiling hot. If it would have been cold, yeah. Yeah. That is your question, what defines cold? A different level of cold. What's cold?
Room temperature.
Room temperature? Who is room? What weather? Summer, summer, winter? Are the pieces different? Yeah, sort of means one to room temperature, that's for. But they point out it really depends how big the pot is. What? Michael Minnesota is not yet cold, it's nothing to do with the job. Michael Minnesota can be cold. Michael Minnesota can be cold. Meat is Michael Minnesota. So, okay. Usually. But it would, it's only hot under here. It has to be. Yes, yes. Might as well put this to
the. Yes,
the Issachar, you might have a circle of Shia now, you have to worry about.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to go like Machla Chilo, yeah, by idiot Lech Al Shia now. You switch circles now. Right.
Right, so according
to the Rosh, yes.
If something is not physical, sorry,
right? Yes.
You don't have to worry about this
sheet
of Chazar, correct?
Correct, correct.
Okay, so my soup is cold.
I said the soup is boiling hot, except as it's getter. What's the Rosh saying? Even though it's boiling hot right now, we're looking at being cold.
Cool.
So that's the Issa Chazar and Shabbos. What's the rushing? The rushing, I'm taking off boiling out soup, taking soup, I'm putting back boiling out soup. How much time do I need? So is there, I need to go for cotton as a woman before Shabbos?
So this is only when your soup is hot.
Boiling out, yeah.
Soup is cold, you put it on right before Shabbos.
You'll have the baya of Shia, maybe.
How
could
that be?
What? Yeah, so according to the Rosh says, what's the Gzer Erev Shabbos on the Shabbos? Can you put it back on Shabbos? No, official.
Right.
So you want on the Gzer Erev Shabbos. Right. Yeah, I can't want on the Gzer.
So if my soup is like lukewarm, I should put it in the freezer, get it, you know, let it out, but
that's true, that'd be good answer, I think.
It's better to say it,
but
it's
going to
be on the
floor
of
the
flesh.
Fine. The in this total Hachma world, second cloud, we have the idea of Rezachas. Second word, the second cloud of the Chaber. Something that has to be boiling hot. Wisdom of the something has to be boiling hot. Coming to the ritual, which is a single official, a single Mexican Mubashal. That means not really our single of Resh and Gimel and Shia, single Mitzavishal. They were the Kaddish of Haram. And the Meshgur over here being down the Ism Mitzavishal. However, they do point out that the bachel here, the bachel says the ism is done the seal of hakila. When it's case that's cold, looks like it, you put it down. If by you're putting it back, it's not a single seal of hakila. There's a machlekes. Where is the makar of a sachel coming from? Is it a seal of hakila sugyo? Are you taking out, putting in something that's back in the fire, or is it a visual sugyo? A napkamino, obviously, they point out, is that once it's a visual sugyo, the loch is in simon shini nechaz for the bnei Ashkenaz. The loch is what. What is the get of the get to the sugya of lach? That means we're saying the lach has to be resachas. How much is resachas? To come on the place and say resachas is yad pladas boy. Mishpura magarvam said the get is yad pladas boy. However, when you look at the sugya of shindichas, the lach is something that's plach, that's boiling hot. Then it's not in the standing legamri. It's warm. Less than yad pladas boy, but it's warm. Do you have an iser which has a sugya of vishal lach of vishal anas? So the bnei Svad have a problem. The mice of the bnei Ashkenaz. It's not a problem. They hold when it's locked and standard. If it's not in standard in Gamri, there's no iser of bishul after bishul. Therefore, come along that you want to take your food and put it back when it's warm. By the case of lach, can you go do that for the bnei Ashkenaz? But I mean, even though the mechaber says the lach is reisachas, come along the mishnah according to the magarvam, the gratz of Shabbos, they want to tell you that that idea of reisachas only according to the mechaber shita. But us, the mice of the bnei Ashkenaz, you could do return to its lach. Even as a case of warm, why could this sugya the sugya of what? Of the Mexican Mavashal. We have the Issa official, Ain Bishlach official, which lacks, so it's not in the Ligamri. Building upon this, the question how far to take it. If that's so, by the case of Yavish Shinstani, what's the lacha something that's fully cooked? The lacha is passing the Ain Bishlach official. That means you want to take a pericle and you hold it here in the title lacha, in the other, you have a black over there. It's fully cold. It's cold. Can you ignore the klal of resachas? What is where the klal of resachas coming from? Again, the case of Yavish. The Mishlam Yitam in the case of Lach, not in Silent Gamri, still has some level over here of the heat. It's still intertwined. But here, when it's cold fully by Yavish, maybe the idea over here, it lost its whole entire shaykhus to where it came from. And therefore, it's like in a Sinul Hatchila. There was also, according to everybody, it's on Sinul Hatchila al Tzifei. They can do the Sinul Hatchila on Shabbos, like they get a table out of your refrigerator, they cannot put it on top of your block. What do you say? No. The idea of a Sachas is purely inofficial. Nothing to do with the Sugya of being Mavakal, the original state where it's from. And therefore, so it's inofficial, but Yavish is standing. Mice is called, who cares? The Sugya of here, official, after official. Yavish and Sami, Yavish, yeah, Daf Yavish, went from Lach to Yavish. He switched over here. That means the question is, where Sachas, when it's the Sami, is it a Resh and Gimel Sugyo or a Simon Shin Yuchas Sugyo? Meister came on the Magavram, and he says over here that he did Tanai Chazara by Yavish and Sami in Skolam Vov, The Gemara went this way. A Moshe to answer this question. The Paskin says we go like the Magarvam's idea here. Has a gedor of a tiny chazara yovish and sani. Atah Shemit the Chanu says, "Well, my you can bring the sugya of lach the sani sani gamri. You understand the sugya of bishul. When is makor to after if it's a sugya of tiny chazara? And the other Kamal the Chanu says, no. The Ma'ase yovish and sani. The Ma'ase no problem. You can put it back in bishul. And therefore, it's a bishul lach a bishul. The Ma'ase it's mutter." It's not a chesaron of being mevatel the ma'isa that's there before it. The Mishibura, we'll get to it on further, we'll see in the Bigma Bukla how his maskon is. The ma'isa over here, he brings down the Machabob to be machmer. We'll get in Sefei, he really discusses this question, the Bialocha, he brings down two sides over here. In the Bialocha and Sefei, he ends up calling the going, he wants to argue the Machabob, and it sounds like he wants to be mekel. They point out to Mishin Yilchas, the Mishibura and the Shayat Tzin, to come involved, he wants to be over there be machmer. So they have different Mishnah Brewers, and Shalas, which one is the Iker? Is the Mishnah Brewer the Iker? The Balocha the Iker? The Shaitin might be down and switches later on. What's he said over here, Mitzah the Sugya of Yovish and Stanning? Do we still have the Bayam to the Sugya of Resach and Mitzah the Fai Chazara? Or no, it's the Fai in Bishal over here. Next column, the third and fourth Tzal, is the Gemodah from Ches and Beis, what they call the Fai Chazara. The Balocha putting something out of Gabi Karko, and the idea of Daita Laksar. The first question is that these two columns over here, what man are we discussing the idea of Daita Lazoi and the idea of Eidav Yodai? What are we discussing here? Come on the Ran, before the Rabban, they bring down a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi said we're discussing a case where you removed it on Erev Shabbos and you want to put it back on Shabbos. In that case, you need the Kolom of Eidav Yodai with Daita Lazoi. Masha'in, can you remove it on Shabbos or return it on Shabbos? You're holding it right there. It's not Mavatul, the Maestro was there before. And if you not need these two Kolom, you might need Rosasas, you might need Garfa Kotum, you might need a lot of Mavushkal Tzarkar. But the idea of Dait and Lachsar, or to be other than Maisi, you would not need that. That's how Shani Kamal Bay Satan points out, the Rambam says not the way, he says the Kal is on Shabbos, he says the Vada, Pesach, and the Rosh. And the two of the Maisi, they certainly disagree, they certainly argue. And the fact that Bay Satan said they certainly argue, they point out it's not that simple. What Kal is the Ran over here discussing? What Kal is the Rosh and Pesach discussing? The Ran discussing the klal basically two things: oidib yodai, the daita laksar. That says Ran is the gift from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos, and not Shabbos itself. What's the klal that Tosfos and the Rosh discussing? They're discussing the klal of gor v'kotum. The law applies not only on Shabbos, even applies to Erev Shabbos. Come along the Beis Yosef, and he points out those who shouldn't argue one with another. The point out why does one have to with another? They're comparing apples to oranges. The Rosh and the Tosfos discussing Garfa Kotum as its rules, maybe going to Erev Shabbos after Shabbos. Masha'enke, the Ran discussing the Klal of Daita Lazar, but Oidav Yodai, that's discussing a case. Maybe not Erev Shabbos, not a case on Shabbos. Finds the Oros, the Kasha, why comparing the two sugyas over here together? Well, Maitha, we have this Ran sheet over here that says the idea of Daita Lazar, Oidav Yodai, applies from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos. This is Slag Mabucha on the Chok of the Shinu disagree. What would they hold from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos? They hold, they greet the Ran, it also helps. They say you also need it on Shabbos. Well, no, they say on Erev Shabbos, Shabbos, Maisa, it's a battle, the original stage it was before him, and it won't even help when Eidav Yodai with Medak Kalaksar. How far are they arguing the Ran? A lot of Shabbos you need it, these two Kolom. What about Erev Shabbos? Is it enough or not? So the Chanish Maisa, he says, Lovi, he says, Alvashim argue, even Erev Shabbos will not work. It won't work. Why? That's Erev Shabbos. This Shabbos, two separate things. And even Eidav Yodai with Medak Kalaksar, Maisa won't work. That was the Shaitin, Sukkom and Dalim, and Bethlehem and Bad, people have gone before, and they'll say not the way. They say, what's the chalik? Might be at the club, what's the difference? Erev Shabbos or Shabbos? Can't make your chalik over here. Allah for Maito, how do we pass in the gate? There's not Shito. So I'm all right to Sebeis, and then we peach it in Seb Gimel, and I'm all right again a third time in Sefei. Noigim Lachim, Shnoigim Lachim, Shnogu Lachim, we different Lashainis. Maito, then Minigitsi Mekel. People are going to write, the song right now, the minimal mice to make that we do not need the klal of Daita Lazar, or Eidav Yodai on Shabbos, only in the case of Erev Shabbos to Shabbos. The minig, we'll get to where the end off. That's first said, about the minig is the miracle. Not only that, when they issue the diapish in numerous cases, how do you look at countertops, how do you look at floors, and stuff like that, he writes back, what are you bothering him for? Why make things hard for Noshim? Mice, I'm all right, minig is the miracle, minig is the miracle. Who cares what it is? The Maiso, come on the one says, too, the Minigsi Mekel, he ends up with Toy Lahakmer. Toy Lahakmer, he does say. The Minigsi Mekel, with Toy Lahakmer. Why is it Toy Lahakmer? The way the Mishnah book explains, really two ways to always understand every Toy Lahakmer. Bad to be smutter. However, the Yechidim or Machmer, let's be Machmer. Well, no, the big thing Michael bless me machmir because Harbi Rishon holds to be machmir. When the Rishon brings down, he says Harbi Cholkim, numerous Cholkim. Level of Yashim, all this from brings down. That's true. This the Rav Shidu, the Rav the Tatsiyachid over here. So even though the minute Christ holds to be Michael, it's not that simple to be Michael. And Badu of Tovi machmir mitzad. That's Ikaloch when the Gemara discussing Daitai lots of Oyde Biyodoi. Because as Mishmur points out, the Rav the Tatsiyachid over here. The Ramah writes it three times, just for people like you. That's what Dan Fisher says, not me.
Well, Michael, the lady let go. About now to Mount Zedev, you can put that.
The question is how important the food might be.
The
question is how important.
Is it still a Mount Zedev?
Let's see what the Pesachim say. So first, we have the Gemara. The Gemara discusses the Dai Talatzer. Two different things over here. We read the Sugyo on Daf Hamaches, the Lashonis. It comes out for Ikkid, the three sheets over here. The one sheet of Rav Tadai says the Ikkid is totally only Oida B'Yadai. That's it, Oida B'Yadai. First sheet. Second sheet, Chizkiya, the name of Abaya, Lish Nekama, is you need two things, Oida B'Yadai, the Gam Dai Talatzer. You need both. The Lishavasio of Chizkiya, the name of Abaya, is Oida B'Yadai or Dai Talatzer, one or the other. That means for Ikkid, the Sugyo says three sheets. Either only Oida B'Yadai, we do not care all Dai Talatzer, or you need both, or you need one or the other. Allah reminds us of Paskin, Machlushel, with three different sheetahs. That's what very clear from the Mishnah, the Mishnah Guru. The Ram comes along, the Balmor brings down the Loch is Dafka, the idea is that Oida B'Yadai. We do not care about that to last. The whole idea, as long as it's not in the character, that's Beseder. Asala Sheni, Way Vishaydin, the Kamal says the Loch is like the list of Kamal of Abayo, that we might need both. The Haigoy, the Mechanel, the Rif, the Rajba, the Rosh, the Ram, they come along need both Way Vishaydin. What? Each one onto their own sheet. According to the Ram discussing on Erev Shabbos, according to the Rav Yisrael discussing on Shabbos.
Same.
I mean, we stopped
that. Declares
in general, whatever sheet you want to go in. We have a Gemara on the customer base. We'll try to get to however we go. How you do with the Gemara? That means we have a second Rav Yisrael saying the Loch is a Meisim in the Evolve. That's not a Shlishi. We have a lot of points out, it's not that simple. We bring down the Sefer Shumo and the Law and the Riyadh and the Riyadh that says Meisel, one or the other Meisel is enough. A Paskin, Lof like Mishnah, Basra, or Chizkin, Mishmeda, Bayo. That means again, we have the Rambam says only one thing, that's Rubi Yadoy. Most Yishanim say both, and the Arjun Yishan said Meisel, you need one or the other over here. The Lof of Meisel, Rubi Paskin, so first, right, Chizkin, the Chabu went like the Rambam. The loch is only like Rav Tadoi. The loch is as long as you do not put upon the character of the Maisa Tzmotra. That's it. One thing, zero. That means if you're a Sfardi and the wife comes over, the husband is, what do we need? He says over, four questions, four columns. All there are from the Sfardi, there are four columns. Maisa is Ashkenazi, Kamal Gamo, and the Maisa says, the loch is the Chatzchilo, Avadu Machu both. We need Oide B'Yode B'Gam Daita Lazar. We need both. The Chatzchilo I just said. It says the word Lachatchila, it's called Lachatchila right now. Loch need both. If so, for Abnei Ashkenaz, Loch is five questions. If he has five questions, you can do the column of Kalara. Now, to go through each one, now once we have these columns, first thing, the third column is that Loch is not to put upon the ground, has to be Oida B'Yadai. What's the lumpness behind it? Says the Balamor, the Raj, the Ram. Why can you put it down? It looks like in the Sina Chadosha. Looks like the Sina Lachatchila. Sina Lachatchila says, hey, has its column. It stops, it's not a Chazara. Again, we know, we mentioned numerous times that three things here, the Shia, it's Chazar, and the Sin L'Chadchilo. If you put it down, you made it a case of the Sin L'Chadchilo. It works in Mishnah Berurah twice. I said L'Chadchilo, we'll get to it here.
What?
No.
No, I'm saying you put it on the ground, as if you have it, meaning you have your hand on it.
We're defining these things. Step by step. Now, so again, so the Loch is very simple. The lumpness behind it is the idea that it's put it down, it stops it back to Sin L'Chadchilo. That's Mishnah Berurah's example we're showing them. Now, come on the Gemara. Gemara is a boy. What's the locha to get to turn the makel? You put a case in the safsul or a mito. What's the locha? The Gemara is a case of teku. Really, the question is, they point out, what's the question over here? Is the side over here that you have to have in your hand to show that it'll be, I'm coming to go return it? I put on a safsul, less than the act of showing. I put away from myself. I have to leave it. Is it better showing in the case of my hand? and the sasal is less than that. Or the side over here is that you have to act at putting away, putting on the karka, you have to put the keset down over here. The question is, how do you look at sasal, which is more like in between? Maybe you put it back, Derek put it back, but not much in your hand. The hand you have to put it back. The hand you have to put it back. On the floor, that's where I put it away. What do you put in that case with the sasal and makal, the case with Derek to put back, but I have to put it back. What exactly is that? What's the taiku? How do you pass it to the taiku? So the Rambam, say the Trumah, the Ruah, the Ritual, they come along and say, it's a drop on them. So I'm dropping on the cool over here. Atzad Hashem, the Beis Hashem brings down the Ben Hananel, the Rosh Hashanah, the Meis, their Machmer, either Mitzad, the whole by Tegus, the Machmer, or this is the Nichol, the Chum of Adaraita, so Chumadik over here, and therefore they come to be Machmer in this question. That means, Halok, the Meis, what to do with in between stage, Lechat Chilo, by the case of a Safsul, what's the Halok in that case? To come on the point out, read the Mechaber, the Mechaber says, Halok is as long as it's not in the Karkov. The Meis, so he was Mechel. That means when the Saradi gets asked the four questions, the husband asks the wife, the shell is, did you put it on the ground? She says, no, fine, took care of the problem. For the name Ashkenaz Lechatchila, the loch is, forget to be machmer, that's be oid de biyotoy. Safsal mice is not enough, Lechatchila. Therefore, you have to ask your wife, are you still holding it? Not if you put it down upon the ground. That's Lechatchila. Bidiyevet, let's say you put it down on the ground. Missing one of this, no, you put it down on the ground. What's the loch of Daikalasa? You have one without the other. Some Rishonim would say one without the other might is good. So the Dervish Gevurah and the Shai Tzion and the Bialocha. The Maskana Bialocha sounds like the Mitzvah, the loch of Mice to be Machmer. The idea of putting on the ground the Mice is the problem. Why is putting on the ground that's something? The Echel Kargo. So there is a little bit of a book. How do you put this together with the Rat? Let's discuss right now without getting involved in the Rat. What? The question is how. Let's just leave out these words over here. There is the Lavashal, how to put two together. The words he's saying before he got to the Ran, the question is he ignoring the Ran right now? And well, he has to go bottom and start with the Ran, but he's saying it. Even the Alok itself says he left the level playing. Maisel Lechatchila, he's come on and says, and we'll give it to beforehand. But as he points out, Avada put it down, even though it's a lot of Avada be Machmer. Character is very important. Maisel put upon the Safsel on a bench. That might have two sides over here, Machab and Versa Ramah. You have a take over here. There says the Bialoko, Daitalak, so you can't be Makel. Says the Chanish, even not Daitalak, so you can't be Makel. Shalah HaFati, you're Makel. Says the Chanish, no, why? But you have to see over the Ran over here, he says. He throws in the side here. You're Makel number one, we have a take over here, and also in case of Ran over here. That means he seems to understand Shalah Bialoko, that he holds over the Ran over here. But Maisa, we have an idea like a Chilo, we're Machmer, but he ever makes you from out of it. Now, once we have this idea that person, we have to hold your hand, that means we are the maestro, again, the Ashkenaz, you have to hold your hand. What's the word holding in your hand mean? You really have two options. One, you're holding it, making the fall drop. What means you put it on the table, put it on the floor, and you hold it with your hand. You're holding it. You didn't leave go. But it really, it's resting on something else. What's the definition of holding it in your hand mean? There is the question of Moshe and Shuvah of either in Islam and Gimel. He says, the difference words, Veloshna Nicho, Veloshna Mido. Amida means you place it down and you let go. Loshen of a nicha means it's near, but you can still be holding it. The fact that it did not say the loshen of amida, but hanocho, maisa is still oida biyotai. And then he says if you're holding it, a gums up down, maisa is smutter. Why do you say this? You have to hold it. You're still holding it. You're showing that you're putting it back. Showing it, you're going to put it back. I'm trying to understand to point out, thinking about the idea of oida biyotai means it's forcing me to put back. I'm not going to walk around holding all day. This matzav can't stay in. Therefore, there's already Chavos Yoh 400 years ago says, what does that mean? It means you're holding the place where it will drop. And that's the definition. But putting it down and holding it in your hand, holding a place where it will drop. That means you still have to physically hold it. But however you put it down and you hold it, it won't be enough. When Rambam Shik has to shoot it this way, if he's the shoyl, about it, what it means you have to physically hold it in the airspace. And therefore, numus achoinim, come over to disagree with the Moshe. And one time they get over here, it means that to be in a case where you're physically holding it in the air. However, the question how far even to take that? The two different, the Chassidus and the Svarim have to apply this together. There's one also how the Debatini writes, or Neventhal says, that if you hold it in a place, let's say you're putting it on the Shtender, are you holding it off? That itself is good, because if you leave it go, it'll fall down. It can be a little bit on the Shtender. If you're holding it, it'll fall down. Great, that itself is mutter. That's like the same idea of holding the air. How others want to bring it down, they want to bring it down if it's fully on the shtender, You hold it up a little bit, and you go, fall over here. That's how it's put down the Yashiv, Pashani, Kasparov, and all the living down in that Nusuk. It seems to be a little different Nusuk. It's either hanging off, or it can be Mamash on, and drop higher. You're picking it up and drop. What? No, tilting it's on it. But there's a difference. Some sound like, when they say it over, they sound like you have to have it hanging off. Because if you fall, it'll get all over the place. Avadah, you have to return it. Right. Some are saying, if you have, the whole thing on, just picking it up, so what's going to happen if you leave it over? No. If Moshe is the case, fully down, you're holding it. Because in the matter is, it's not going to stay.
You could have
that's the question. That's the in-between case. You don't have to return it, but it's not going to stay. So where is that exactly? The different ways that Trump say, oh, it's in-between way. It seems to be they're arguing without discussing one to another at this point of view.
I hold it over the table. Everyone must be in mind. I can drop it.
No, but that's a valid hands. That's certainly in your hands. The here is what the siachtet you. Is it called character? Is it called hand? There's different ways to look at it. The idea is to show that I'm returning it, not to mevat the sinichad, not the sinichadosha. That's the words of Mishnah Berurah. What? That's what Moshe says. Right? Oh, they say that's not really a hecker. That's nothing. If you ever take the food when you're holding the pot, that's a hecker. It's a hecker because I'm holding it. Obviously, I'm putting it back. Whatever depends on their shop, depends on the situation. I'm just finding the words. You have to plug in when to say this. Oh, there's a common one they want to know. Next case. He won't be machmer against a Moshe. Let's say in the case of a Safel, who says he machmer against a Moshe? There are two stories over here. Number one, you have a tzir from the Rambam, the Machaber. And number two, they get involved. What is the lumdus of a Safel? Maybe Safel's idea is it's more like a no man's land, how to exactly look upon it, carcass taking it away. So you can start collecting and holding it, doing both. Where is that exactly? Maybe that idea is like. Will disequate the idea of the case of the mile of a Safel. I'm still holding it. Will say, no, this is the mile of my Safel won't be a problem. So there are those, this is the Betzino, and the Moshe, or a Safel, one time that's to be mafra against the Moshe, but not in the case of a Safel. I got it, it'll be after. He said, no, mafra all cases, no different. We have the Afghans, Safel, my so mafra.
The count
is Safel or Karka? Get that also. They do point out, even though to be machmer on the pot, the question is what about the pot cover? You put that down. I see a lot of people don't know. They seem to hold it. This question of Shlomo Zalman Mor Shabbos, as he says, my son, you got to put it down. Thick is the pot. Put the pot back. You got to put the pot cover. Berkus also. What? No, you're putting it down. I'm not going to put it back. I'm not going to put the pot back.
Why don't I take an empty pot and stick it on one on Shabbos? I took it on a plain, open plain on Shabbos. Take a pot from my cabin and stick it on a pot from Shabbos.
You might. This helps this part of this one pot. It's not.
What am I doing with this?
Say that way also if you want.
No.
You have to worry about the condensation upon it. This is the mice pot that shows putting the pot back, putting the cover over here back. They do this because the mice, you take food out, right? You put it on the plate. Now you take the spoon, you put back. How do you put back? There's some food on the spoon. Right? So we have nice hazara. So let's say you thought you finished. You know what? Your wife says the husband says, "Can I have more?" Can I put it back? Yeah, let's be mindful, right?
You're holding
the mice. Yeah.
No one in the book has heard of that.
The Chavnis, they asked this question. He says, "Anyone medakis lashon hara?" But the words are lashon hara medakim kula hayu lishal kiyosim. That people who ask the questions are bali lashon hara. Lashon b'nechusa. He said, "Abadu, we never find this over here. We're not going to ask there putting his spoon back." Chadnish. And if Shlomo Zalman will be asking, but Shana, they'll also say, "Abadu, can put your spoon back inside. Don't worry about the color because I'm going to get in case of your spoon over here." Now, once we have these clovel here, we have karka, we have sapsel, we have the evan lechatkilo, different levels over here. If it's holding in or not. Now, what is karka? What is sapsel? What do those words mean? Now, first, Bizmana Chazal, it sounds like that when they finished with the pot, what would they do with it? They would put it on the floor. That's called Silek. That was Butler for Christina Rishayna. That was where they finished. They didn't seem to put it anywhere else, put it on the floor. Masha Enkin, when they put it on the Safsel or a meat on a bed, what would they do? They put it back. That you sit on the Safsel. That's what it sounds like in those days. If so, the question is how exactly do you look upon things in our days? Example, Shayish, marble, marble countertops. What exactly is that? Is it gather of a character or a case of a Safsel? Bethem, what do you do when you finish with it? You put on the counter. What do you want to return it? On the counter. So it really has both. It's there to return and there to leave it there. It's not karka where they put it away. It's not a case of sasul. It's there to return. It's both. So is it get a karka, get a sasul? So among the swam is very simple. Quote you 10 one way, 10 another way. Exactly how to go look upon it. Why? Because is it you say circle site? That's people, when you finish with it, you put on the counter. That's people do when they finish with it, put on the counter. Say no, the mice when you want to put it back. You put on the counter, you take it, you put it back. What exactly is a sasul over here? Okay, so the other club is pull the counter there. So again, the machmir, if you want, is Mr. Titzok, and all the Zion, and all the Nemesal, and the Obach, and others. So I'll show you the Makino, who will get it from Sassel and Mito, from Zalman, and all the Ashiv, and from the Zilber, from Shonish, and Shabbos, and others. We're just defining that without that, we're defining what is it, Sassel, or Karko. That means Sassel, but that's the Asrad and Mekel, and the Ashnaz can make me two from out of it. I'm just defining where it is. Then you have to plug in the column. For sure. Who's Machem? Minchas Tzitzchok, or Litzian, Shevet Alevi, of Nemetzal, of Zil Orbach, of Shmuel Orbach, of Lech Shabbat, of Berkowitz, Pitzke Chubis. That's all we know, actually. Mekel, Shlom Zalman, Bidom Zilber, Rav Eder, of Liashim, of Shoni, Shmuel Shabbat, of Shapir, of Chaim Kineski, of Sim Chavonim, and Minchas Tzitzch.
Yes, but that five of them are probably from the same person.
Not sure what you want.
Not really, nine.
I don't know what you want. Fine, take it a step further. Putting down on the table, what exactly is that? Is it like a case of character, a case of a sasul, and again the ashkenaz, and again the neizmart? Come on, the devotee, this is a meiser. Case of on the table, that's character. Others want tina. People don't put things on the table. It's more like a case of a sasul, and therefore you hear stark power. Moshe himself says, "From Zalman, the ashkenaz, others say, you must have a tina table. Don't leave it there. That's the place for the meiser that you can put back over there. Don't leave it in a situation over there." How they do point out, we're putting the refrigerator. Point all the shalom meiser being down refrigerator. That's where you put things away. That about the case of getter of character. Now what about a case of floor of Bezmanenim? You put things in the floor today, I hope to see you the next day. Your wife won't be too happy, Maisha will tell you to pick it off, it's only to do something with it. The question is what exactly go do with it? So Forrest says over, and he explains this over to a Maisha, and Maisha has a vada of floor, has a getter of a sasal, and therefore once you have the mishkut and a sasal, die to lasa to return, and chanami, you can't return. No one's taking your foot down the floor. If you do, you still can remove it. Therefore, Shamar, and Nemesal say, Maisa Karkitlei is Sassel. That's what it is. It's there to return, or even to return. You're not leaving it there. I said, Shading the Machmirim, where they're coming from, they're just, Shulchan Aruch says, Karkit is Karko. Either, like the Berkowitz says, he's afraid to go against what Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Zalbi Ashley, the Maisa, because I'll say that way, the one man, the Valk, say, Karkit is Karko. Then the Maisa Machmer, does he get a Karko? Therefore, even Daita Lazar, the Maisa will not help. So it seems to be a shikl das question, what do you do when we have word shulchan aruch versus metzias bezman hazeh, what to go do with it exactly? What? No, karka is fridge, that's for sure. Fridge is floor. So what? People do both, that's not clear. Maybe there's no karka later.
No, a fridge.
Now, a fridge. Yeah, I think so. Now, they discussed, let's say you want to put in your stove, you have four burners, you take it off of one, you want to put on the other. What is that exactly? It's not because the person was trying to smoke the meat to the soft soul. That's more the director of a fact on the plate. Yes. When you want to take on the stove, one place the stove, another stove. Which they, you even argue the point, because the Rashi says it as the Shittos, so you can say, my said not, though. Even when I want to leave it, I would leave it there also. It's not clear exactly how to locate the stove. They say, in other cases, place in windowsill, how to exactly look upon that. But also want to say maybe something to get of a sasul or mito. Because my son, you can't leave it there. Well, in that case, today you won't leave these things there. They discuss what happens, someone comes with a plate, put food from a pot into the plate. Food in the plate, what is that exactly? Is it karko or is it sasul? The pastures, food in the plate.
Meaning, what's
the case? Can I want to put the food back?
You put it on the plate and you want to put it back?
Yeah, you need a cloud of dietilaxer. Dietilaxer is even helpful over here. So the issue is from Zalman and the Chachamim say the Maisa plate is like character. That's where you put it when you finish with it. Otherwise, you leave inside the plate. So the Shaydin is a question of the Asher. He said a chiddush of the Maisa. You could also put a pack, and sometimes people take too much. Maybe it could be more like no man's land. If it has a get of a tassel, chiddush, Asher, you think it's a case of character. Fine, that's the definition of Oyli Biyadoi. The next cloud, the fourth cloud, is Daita to be master. Now, Daita to master had a paskin, is very simple. The Rabbim left it out. Paskin like Rabbi Tadoi, Mechaba left out. Again, we don't have this cloud over here, the Chatkilo. The Ramon might speak it down. We need the cloud of Daita Lazar. Now, what's the loss of B'diyevet? If you're missing Daita Lazar, the Maitre says the Mishnah Brewer, if you're Oyli Biyadoi, you can't be Michael. That means the Chatkilo of Mechaba Daita Lazar. But the Yevon are not going to worry about it. Mishbuah Chadish and Maisim are not going to worry about it. Now, there is a basic question. What is the longest behind Daita Lachzer? What's the side over here? So there's a Bialach over here, the Bingdan of Kivegir, that most Shulchanarachs have, that all Shulchanarachs have. Kivegir discusses a case where somebody else comes over to your pot, takes it off the fire without Daita Lachzer. Can he ask a Dovah Sheinu Shaloi? What's the Lach in that case? So he really discusses, there are two cases. One is he put it down, and one is it's still held in his hand, if not that's to be chaser. So comes along, Kivega says, the fact they put it down, can he ask the Dovah Sheinu Shaloi? He says, the fact they did a Maisa, he can ask the Dovah Sheinu Shaloi. He did a Maisa. He put it down, but the Echel character is also. Maisa, if he is still holding his hand, but now that's to return it, says Kivega, in that case, can he ask the Dovah Sheinu Shaloi from Achshav over here? It's not a Maisa. Being that Machlok Yishayim, the Rash, where it's the Bialoch Yadov, Machlok Yishayim about this question. What's the loch of Daita Lachzer when a person can he ask someone it's not his? Machlokes, left a blank. Why is the Machshava only? Building upon this, they point down a very important Chakira in the Lomdus of Daita Lachzer. Is the Vart that you need to have a positive Das to return? Or the Vart is that you cannot have a negative Das not to return? That means, is I don't plan to return, that's a Selek that's stopping it? But no, I have to have Das to return, I have to have a... That is the Yisrael over here. I have to have a positive act to return. They point out, let's read Kivegi. He's saying very simple. The fact the guy took it off, didn't plan to return it, the Machshava cannot ask for anything. Because this Das is nothing. But with the positive Das. With the Das to return it. The taking it off itself should be the problem, unless he has Daita Lachzer. It's not there. They point out Kivegi that what asks it, the Yisrael is what? You have to have Ein Daita Lachzer. Machshava? Who said they can ask with the Machshava? The cloud is, you cannot have an Daita Lachzer. Let me tell you a parable. It's more to come to Vegas. The state of the Lomdus over here is what? You not need that before to return it, you need that not to return it. Let's say you took it off with no doubt. I don't know. I took it off, I didn't think. Yeah. We don't think we do things. Right? Now what? What is that exactly? So come on, we see Madrid from Kivegir, not thinking, it's not a problem. You have to have that not to be closer. No, you see, no. He's discussing case from the shallow. They point out the lumpus behind it is that you have to have das not to be chayzer. There's a lumpus.
Yeah.
Das not to be chayzer. That's the iser a nifl against the simak apila. That's the silek in the ma'aser b'shayno. Because he says the guy took it off. It's not his part. I can ask something that's not his. There's no machshav to return. You do the act like you are.
They're
missing something.
Didn't have that
we're ignoring his das. We're ignoring his das. His das doesn't count. You cannot say for Machshav to be Nei Shaloi. We can ignore his das like tomorrow, but with a positive act returning it. Come on, the Aviyazi, come on, Shach. He writes the Perek Gimel and Shabbos, and he quotes the Kivegir and says, what are you talking about? But where's the Gemara? Is what? Daita Lachzer. He has that das to be Chayzer. Yes, Kash. The words are Daita Lachzer. So I bring a chloride, a lot of different tzitzis, and Simon Chaz, the person has a talus, the talus might suppose off of him. You have to put it on and make another bracha. He fell off. He planted with all my dad. He just fell off. Said of Shah, read the Mishnah over there, Al Kshilon says, Abadi has to make another bracha. Why? Because the idea over here in the Siyach Das is what? You have to have Das to keep it on. It fell off by itself naturally. No Das. Maisha stops the lock over there. And they point out, Kamal Mishnah is down over here and he says, of Shah, right, we don't pass them away by Titus. My Titus falls off, people want to do the thing, don't make a bracha. That's how the Masham over there says, the Kavachayim, Shmir Shabbos, if you're Oyvachayim, Kiyevsky, they'll pass it not that way. And one of the writers that coming from this, from the Sigur, Mishmur does pass it away, yeah. I said, not like Mishmur. The Moin Am Peskechuvit says, it's not like the Mishmur. The Peskechuvit says, we don't have to follow Mishmur in the Aruch HaShulchan, we go like the Masham, and the Pesachim afterwards. Also, Ula Yishlechal between two sukkahs over here. But nice, we have a basic machlokes of what is the lumdus over here in Daita Lachzer? Is the yisrael you have to have positive, or the lumdus you don't have a negative over here? Therefore, it goes to different cases. First case is, let's say it fell off by itself. without you. Positive. Nothing happened. It fell off a fire. Can you return it? It's not too common. It fell off. In that case, can you return it? Say it from the Zalman. Very simple. You know what? Return it. Bye-bye. With Sabbath Chosmo, Abiyazi says, I can't return it. There's no type of lots over here. Now, this case is a little bit different. We actually over here asked also, but Shani says, let me say here it's different. You have a Bayam Tad and fell off on the character now. It's not the same place. You might have another reason over here to not. What's more common? More common case? You have on your left, you have your soup, you have your chillin. The wife says, if you're famous, you go serve the soup. You say very simple. You take off your chillin and you go bring it, you open it up. And there's a chillin and you really want the soup and there's a chillin on the table. You took it off by accident. No, what's the halacha in that case? What do you do in that situation? You had, there was no, the dash was not to return the soup, but not the chillin. That wasn't the dash you to take. That was a mistake over here. The Kamlum, Shlomo Zalman says, we have a kiveg over here. The Lump over here says, the mice, there's no problem. Dine Fisher, Schreiber, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Kofon, say, based on the kiveg here, there's no will be a dash, no dash. The dash is not a concern of returning it, no problem here. I tell the Shani, either of those ones say, against the Kiveger, the Aviyazi, or the Ashim, or the Khoshani, or the one Machal, this case is a little bit different. Because this you plan not to return. You didn't know what this was. So, this was a mistake in this situation. I plan not to return this. I thought it was a soup, it was a shul. He showed the house definitely to look upon it. The more common case of the Khur is Mamash should be this situation. Is a case where a person, he put his food on, he had a bluff over there, the mice got fused blue. In the mountains or your shrine. Things fuse blue, Maisa, you have no electricity. Can you go take it to a neighbor? You ready to start off them getting the Getsu of Chazar? Does not mean that in the same place, even someplace else. No Bayam Chazar, if you have the Chazar, the second place has a blah, no problem. Even there's more evil over there. In that halacha, in that situation, can you now take it from where it is somewhere else? There's no Dipalachar. There's also no in Dipalachar. There's no neither one. It's parable. How do you look in that situation? Maisa, it's on a place right now where you did not have Dipalachar. We didn't have either of the negatives, more of a parva case. This question from Moshe of Aydin, Islam Chas, is very simple. I said, the Allah called him Kiveger, the way is Pasha is Mutter. But he can. That seems to be my name all the time, I get the shadows all the time. What did I do? My fuse blew, the plug fell out, what did I do? She just take it and bring it to the neighbor, from the Zalman, to the Yezer, the Vosna, come on to go say it that way. Most of them went this way. Now, there are those in my school who are Macher, and it was over, either because they want to maybe argue on the situation over here. There is a little bit of a middle ground over here. Come on with the Asher. It says really depends. If the food is still hot, or the area of the mindset is still hot, the we're taking you from, so still the siyach is the place you gotta go. Otherwise, you have a side problem over here. But I'm just thinking of character. The place is character.
What?
Character. It's not the sugar of character. It's not a place. The mindset, you have a two, it's the mindset. It's not in the hand, it's on character now. It's not a place, there's no fire. One of the sugya of Bayah, not mitzvah died to last her. What about not going to be other? So he says, if it's still hot, then it's still misyach to where it's from. Never lost the shape of being in its place. It doesn't have the concern of character. But if it's not hot, but it would sound like. The era, the words are, the place is still hot. The Q is a dying comma. The Q, the black is still on. The black is still on. Karko. No, that makes it together that Oy the other. No, he said if it's cold that area, see if it's on the ground, it's Karko. Fine, then it's hot. Fine, but it's not hot yet. If I have a sugya of karka, then you cannot believe your neighbor. You come home 2 hours later and it's cold. No, right, you come to Kiveger. I said it's another problem. Echlami Dato Lassa come to Kiveger. We have another bayah of sugya of karka. Karka means it's the place that's not forced me to return it. I should be here. It's not a cold fog of Stafel. It could be in the case of Karko. What's Karko? Stafel means, even the cold fog of Stafel may be in Karko. But fine, but the mice says, right now it's not a place that's being cooked. Now there is a other case that doesn't happen once in a while. The person put on the flex and on the hot plate, and they come back from shul and sees the plug never was in. Never in. Then, do you have the heter? Is he saying that the Holy Spirit Kiveger is a case where you had a mitzvah, there was now only question of the chazaro of daita lachzer. I didn't have a negative eight daita lachzer, but the first place it was had a sheiches. Here, the first place had nothing. This doesn't count. There was never a meisel here. Come on, in this case, Dine Fisher and the Yashiv and the Krav, all the Wami Makro. Agam, come on, the Yashiv says a bunch of lettuce and he wants a tiny even berkut. A chiddush, no. Circle site, you plan to put it somewhere. Then one tiny still nichel together of chazara, still be motor. Chiddush. I don't remember why. It could be. Just the last call. Find the last call. The call of being Mavush called Sarkoi. So that Mamokim is certainly a Sugya and Simichin Yichas, not really a Sugya. When you learn by us to be showing them, it's very interesting the way how Tracing that Lamavov and the Rajba says that as long as Mavushal, the get of Michael Ben Asari, that's enough. Yeah. Why could they also mean Mavushal Michael Ben Asari? More than there's no Issa Bishal. The Ibn Mitzalik Tain Chazorah for the Rajba Tracers is Michael Ben Asari. The Michael Simichin Yichas, the Dal, the Bialof, the exam, Numichi Shem, the screen, the Shashtar Rice over there. Never said to be machmir. Never the words, but the ramah by us is that the mizbashul cold sarkar, like mechabes kolishim himself for the simich nichas the dalit mevushul cold sarkar. Now let's say you're not sure mevushul cold sarkar, not what the luck in the gate to call a chazara. Can you be mekel? The belok and the dalit says over there the simich nichas you cannot be mekel. Starting idea maybe, and then we cannot be mekel also shash deraisa, and therefore the gate has to be mevushul cold sarkar. The question is practically to apply that is everyone knows to be fully cooked. The main tumult is the case of atzamos, bones. Now, the Gdolim in the past generation all wrote truths to each other, from Zaman wrote to Ramosha and back, and others about how the exact look upon a crackpot that has chicken bones or meat bones inside, that might go, well, the food itself is fully cooked. The food is fully cooked, only in the case of Yafel right now. What's the luck in the gate to the Sigya over here of atzamos that gets cooked more and more, better and better, and not fully cooked yet? Do we have to worry about the Mitzvah Chazara, and if you can never return your crackpot for a night and set the bones inside? Now, it's very clear from the Shuvahs that the people seem to have different societies, different etiquettes how to eat bones, of what bones we're discussing, or what type of children they had. Like some understand who has chicken bones inside your children, and we have meat bones. Others understand, of course, the only thing we do have is chicken bones, and who exactly eats chicken bones. So it's going to be different etiquettes, different societies, different worlds, exactly how, from the truth is very clear, they don't really relate to each other. This is the Metzias wise, let alone the local wise. Well, the Maisa, what comes out, as far as I can tell, there seem to be seven different miles among the Sfaras, the Gdolim, what exactly the luck is. This speaks them out. Those who want Haino, that Maisa, everything is Motor. Well, the throwing the head of the Bdats, Tatsal, and afterwards the Fisher who took over the Bdats, they're the Maisa to make them all cases. They want tiny the mice of bones you can always be eaten in the bush called sarkoi. Whenever the food is called sarkoi, bones in the bush called sarkoi. Except what's being cooked is being more and more better and better, it's called yophiloi. The question doesn't even start, the question not a question, it's just a mistake. Mice everything is motor. Sashenish Mesham Khosai, Rosh Chumba, head of that right now. You come up and say after all cases. All cases. Why are all cases? Because the mice they get cooked more, and the mice is called a case official. The bush called sarkoi is the bush called sarkoi. Where Harbozner, Nebrakman, Mechamed Shlomo, Shankarov, he wants to kind of really depend on the person if he eats the bones or not. If he eats it, then he has no, he gets better. If he doesn't eat it, no shakers, no Messiah Sim, no Dinabishal over here. There are Moshe Chuba, when he ends up coming along, he says it really depends how the city, how they eat. Because you yourself eat it, butler dietary, it doesn't count, that's not official. You have a juke in here. If the city eats it, then you have to worry about the city official. There are Shlomo Zalman goes, he says it really depends. We do look at the person and we look at the city. If the person eats it, he has a problem. If he does not eat it, the city does eat it, he also has a problem. One or the other. Unless in the case of a sophist, then by the city he can be mekel. Not by himself, but by the city. A sixth mahalach, how the Kochani goes, he says, goes after the person after Roiv b'nei Odom. I'm not sure what he means by Roiv, where in the world, what exactly is Roiv. The seventh mahalach is of the Yashim says, you have to be machmer, unless it's Maisel ben Nesai that Samos. But then I think he wants to mistake that she says, the Ashman says, once the Maisel ben Nesai, you do not have the Bayah, Beshel Alol, what's wrong about the security here? Fine, so Maisel, we have a question of bones, each one on his own, and have to Israel Rob, what exactly they'll do practically. My Mezr Shem on Sunday, we'll finish off. We did not discuss yet the sixth klal of Gabbai v'Toychoi. We did not discuss the sugya of Tani yet. We did not discuss the sugya of Pilim and Mechum l'Mechum. And the fourth sugya we discussed is how in the world do we add water from a kettle to the crack, to your crackpot Shabbos. We want to add in what the questions are. Slava.